Hello, this is Ryoki Wendo, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. The title of this Dharma Talk is For Your Fortune Development, subtitle. Therefore, I have been wishing just to give a talk about to make your fortune develop. Not much about the Buddhist study. Even though, at time to time, I talk about something the Buddhist studies. For example, yesterday, I've talked about the self force and other force. And I wish to also to clarify the missing part of the explanation in the previous Buddhist study. And the self force and other force is one of it. People has been discussing, discussing, should we go with self-force or should we go with other force? Other force means the force of the Buddha, receive enlightenment by the power of the Buddha. And self-force is a get enlightenment, attain enlightenment by your own practice. Some people say, I go with self-force, and some people say, no, I go with other force because it's a time of the era that it's not possible to achieve enlightenment after the 1,500 years death of Shakyamuni Buddha. So what do you think? Self-force, other force? But just remember, no one can live with own force. The life you cannot control. You cannot control when you be born. You couldn't. And you cannot control when you die. Well, some might say it's a suicide. What about suicide? Including suicide, anything what's happening into your life is not be controlled by own power. It's arrangement. Anyway, the reason why people had to separately think self-force and other force is because when they say self-force, it is the aim to practice was to gain their own enlightenment and not to realize that it's not possible to get enlightenment by your own power. And as a structure of the universe, to practice for your own merit, you will not receive the good result. You will not get enlightenment by to your own. If the aim, if the motive is to for your own merit. Because enlightenment is to relieve from your ego conscious. Ego conscious will never seek for own merit. Therefore, it's a contradiction if you practice to get enlightenment for your own merit. That's why Mayan Buddhists started to recommend to practice for all other beings, to let other beings get enlightenment. The motive for the practice has to be that. If you say the prayers for all others, all beings, is a self-worth, yes, it is self-worth. But the enlightenment is only one way to receive from the great spirit of the universe. It's just like receiving the life. You can never control, but one day it comes just one way. You would never realize the oneness of the self force and other force unless the motivation of the practice is for not for yourself, but all beings. So there should be no discussion either other force or self force. It is oneness. It is separated because it's one way, but it's also oneness. This is a structure of the universe. What about enlightenment at once or gradually get enlightenment? Get enlightenment at once is called Tongo, and gradually get enlightenment is called Zengo. And people also discussed either Tongo or Zengo, which is right. But as I gave a talk before, Dharma talk, in subconscious level, you were enlightenment at once. But when it comes up on the surface to conscious and receive the body sensation, is gradually. It's oneness and also separated. Tongo at once, enlightenment, and Zengo, the gradual enlightenment. What is interesting is that the fairness of the universe, which means that you lose enlightenment at once. And this is in subconscious level. And the conscious and body sensation follows gradually to lose the enlightenment. This part has never been talked in the previous the Buddhist theory. And this part is most be unliked by the religion. You know why? You could lose enlightenment any moment means that no matter how long you have been practicing and have the high position in some organization, spiritual organization, it's not fun for the people who won't sit back. And also people like have this image, okay, enlightenment is after many years of the practice, and after you get enlightenment, it's a forever summer holiday. After that, you can just relax and sit back, and you'll be in high position. Sorry, it doesn't work that way. And the people who want to protect their position in organization, they wish to avoid the reality of the spirituality, that any moment you can get enlightenment and any moment you can lose it. The universe is actually much more than fair, than beyond our conscious. And it reminds me the story of the Jesus example. He talked about a brother and the two brothers. One older brother were working together with father, helping father and working family work. But the younger brother get out of the house and goes around here and there, maybe play around, then after years and then come back. And father was so glad. okay, let's get one sip and then let's celebrate. And you can be same as your brother, older brother. And older brother said, oh, father, it's not fair. I have been helping you. And he was playing around outside. My father said, I'm so glad. Why not? This is the fairness of the universe. Well, high position, people who don't like the idea, the enlightenment at once and lose at once. However, this is a reality of the spirituality of the universe. But if you ignore the reality, the spirit, real spirituality dies. That's why the religion or keeping tradition, often the spirituality has been dead. I do wish you be awakened to the real spirituality, because you can gain, attain enlightenment at once as all other beings. And if you live for to share this truth to all other beings, you are the path of the infinite development. And if you are state of the infinite development, your life, your spirit shines forever. And the shyness of the your spirit is the source of the your fortune development. May you will shine your life and spirit and live in a fortune development infinitely.